Sunday, this coming Sunday, the Care Center here in Cook County is going to be celebrating a big anniversary, 50 years. And to help us understand what that's all about, I've asked Evelyn McDonald. She is the auxiliary president. Kimber Ralstead, of course, is the administrator for Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. And Mark Abrahamson is a registered nurse resident care manager, has been for many years. We're going to talk to all these folks about the Care Center and its 50th anniversary and a little background. So welcome to all of you. Let's start with the 50th anniversary itself. Since that's coming up, let's talk about what's planned at the Care Center for that celebration.
Well, I think the first kickoff celebration is on March 8th, and there will be an open house at the Care Center from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And the purpose of the open house is to honor all those people who have been important in providing care at the Care Center, from physicians, nurses, and technicians, healthcare workers, volunteers, board members, and the public. So everybody is invited to come and help celebrate this great 50th.
That could be a lot of people.
That could be all the people. Well, Sunday afternoon, we'll see. But light refreshments will be served, and I believe people will have a chance to look around the Care Center and visit some of the rooms if they so choose. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there will be plans out about the new renovation, and if people can get themselves updated on what is planned for that. So that's really the big first kickoff, and hopefully everybody will come and help celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Care Center.
We were kind of excited. We think it's kind of an interesting coincidence, perhaps, that it was actually 50 years ago on March 8th that they had the great open house for the Care Center. So it was that weekend on Saturday and Sunday. And so we will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Care Center, actually 50 years to the day later. And so I think that's kind of an exciting process. And we really want to be able to have the opportunity to talk about what we were and how important we were at that time, what we've been and the transitions we've mm-hmm. gone through, and hopefully have people have an opportunity to see what we will be.
Well, Mark, you've been there for, over 25 years, 27 years?
27 years, I believe, yes.
And, that's not quite 50, but it's pushing it. I mean, you've seen a lot of changes.
I have seen a lot of changes. I've actually been working in healthcare for 40 years now, not dating myself at all. And the Care Center had their first building project, 1965? And so that's the anniversary that we're celebrating is 50 years. And then 1968, there was another renovation project that occurred with the Care Center. And then in 1998 was a big project with some big changes that occurred. But I have seen pretty amazing changes in healthcare over that period of years. I was actually working in long-term care in New Prague, Minnesota in the mid-70s and really witnessed major changes that happened with long-term care over the years. 1987, there was something called the Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, mm-hmm. where the federal government said, listen, if we're going to be paying for people for Medicare dollars, for people to be in nursing homes, we want some regulation and we want some standards and we want some basic standards for what a room is like and what the environment is like and also what kind of training the staff has. And that was a kind of a watershed moment for long-term care, and everything changed after that. And so I think that 1998 renovation was an important part of that process to bring us up into the modern world as far as what our facility looked like. And the auxiliary had a big role in that as far as making our facility at the time as home-like as we could make it in terms of art and decoration and paint and the borders on the walls, all those kinds of things to make it more home-like. Right now, we're transitioning into a true home-like environment, though.
We are indeed, as I understand it. The room, the whole situation is going to change, Kimber.
It is. We have really wanted to focus on now having that household model instead of having large great rooms, because how many of us truly have large great rooms in our homes? And we have the smaller kitchen, living room type of environments, and we want to have that. And so part of the plans going forward is to have four households. And we'll have those smaller households. Two households will equal a neighborhood, you know, just like we're still out in the community, which many of us still want to be. And so that's an exciting, as that's the direction that long-term care is moving into, is that just because sometimes people need that assistance in a facility doesn't mean that they're no longer part of the community, and they still are a part of a household and a part of a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Evelyn, what was the first care center like? I mean, when the auxiliary was getting involved, what were they looking at?
Well, let me just say this, that the auxiliary was actually formed 2 years before the hospital was started, and I'm sure that part of their input was to encourage the building of the hospital. And so the auxiliary has always been, their goal has been to help support and provide services for the care center and the hospital, whatever would really help make things more comfortable for the patients and also to help facilitate the caregivers, like for instance, buying equipment to help measure, like for instance, if a person is in a wheelchair and they need to be weighed. Just one of the things we did was buy a machine that could help make that easier for them. And so over the years, I think the auxiliary has been very fortunate to have had many donations from people in the community that have provided us enough money to set up a trust fund, and so we can provide those services as they're needed. But the very first expenditure was for $113. And the first few things that the auxiliary bought was a bookcase, a sewing machine, and a coffee pot. And so actually the other big contribution was in 86 when the community room was redecorated, as Mark alluded to, buying furniture, upholstered furniture, making it look like a home setting, tables, artwork, moldings on the wall, rose mauling, pictures, and so forth, and entertainment center, and just
The entertainment kind of part of it. Talk a little bit about that, any of you. I know that there's always a lot of entertainment activities for the residents.
Well, yes, and I think particularly the month of February has been a pretty busy month up there with the celebrating of Valentine's Day and American Heart Week, and they've celebrated Fat Tuesday for Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. And
we party.
Yes, we do.
We do party. I mean, it's great. That's one of the great ways this community gets involved is all the bands that play in all the bars and the clubs in the community also come up at the care center and play. And Portage Band in particular is one that comes up consistently. And so people come up there to dance and to enjoy themselves. And so our great room does get used as a party center.
And I think the next one is... the Portage Band will be playing country music, and so that should be a fun, lively evening.
Well, and we kind of make the comment is, you know, I don't dance. When I go to the care center, however, I have to dance. And we have some residents that are kind of like, you will dance. And if they want to, if they're in their wheelchairs and we dance that way, or I dance. I don't really dance, but if they want me to, I will try to take them on a spin out there. What is so important about that is that, again, when people sometimes need needs and they can't stay in their home, they don't feel as though they have lost their role in the community, and that people come up and they're still an integral and vital part of a community. And that's what those activities are all about, and why it's so important, and why having all of the volunteers, when Kay Rosenthal and all the people in our activities department really focus on getting those volunteers up, because You get to see different faces. Mm-hmm. You get to feel like you're still a part of a community, which is the great part of the care center and the great part of Cook County, because you're still a part of the Cook County community.
Well, I've had the privilege of interviewing a couple of those volunteers back when we were doing a series here on WTIP about volunteerism. And it seems to me that those people that have been doing it for a reasonably long period of time, where they'll go up on a given Thursday or something and spend time, and they have regulars that they visit. And this kind of, the thing about that is that it seems to me that it's vitally important to the volunteer, not just
that's yeah. Right.
And so, I mean, it becomes something more than just doing something for somebody, but you're doing something for yourself too, because you're making that very connection that you were talking about.
Well, and all those events to make it's so helpful, because kids from the school, there's all sorts of children's programs, kids programs, where kids come over from the school and volunteer and spend time at the care center. And so when grandma or grandpa or mom or dad end up in the care center, it just makes it all so much better, because it's a familiar place. It's not this kind of scary place to go to. And I want to just point out too, with the remodeling project, one of the interesting things that's happening is, yes, we're having four households, and each one of those has a kind of a kitchen central living room, just like in your own home. But there's a great room that's being designed right into the whole overall project, where we're going to continue to party. You'll come in the front entrance for the whole facility, and there's going to be a room that's serviced by the kitchen, and that's going to be a great area for us to continue to do these larger community events. And we'll still be Party Central at least a couple times a month for the community.
Absolutely.
To talk about that change, both of you, Kimber and Evelyn, about how the care center has changed over the years and how it's going to change again very soon, in terms of the philosophy behind our care centers and how that's changed and how we've changed in our attitudes.
Well, and I think so much of healthcare, and particularly some of the care for the elderly, it had always really been focused institutional. It was relatively institutional. So there wasn't always a lot of difference between, you know, looking at a hospital versus looking at a care center. You had those institutional beds and those long institutional hallways, and so you walked in and you felt like you were in kind of more of an institution. We're seeing even that change occur in hospitals, but we're definitely seeing it change in the nursing homes, because this is the resident's home. You know, when you go there, this is your house. This is your home. This is where you live. And you don't want to feel like you're, you know, in a hospital room every day for the rest of your life. And so we've been changing gradually from that institutional model to more of a home-like appearance, where we talked about the paint and the rose mauling and those types of things, but still had somewhat that institutional feel. And that's where you're starting to see, as we change into that concept of the household model, it's very resident-directed, resident-centered, so people can get up when they want to, that you can actually walk out and that kitchen is there and say, I'd like an egg. You know, not that food is brought down to them on a tray, you know, like in a school or something like that, but that they can choose what they want.
It's actually referred to, the catchword now, as culture change. And it literally is a culture change. It's not just the physical plant that changes, but it's the way that the staff and volunteers all relate to the residents, where, you wake up in the morning and you wander down to the kitchen, and it's just like your kitchen at home, and there's some tables, but there's also a bar to sit up at, and you can order what you want for breakfast. And the kitchen staff is basically there all day to serve these four smaller kitchens. And then we're going to be helping people do their laundry. So people that can do their own laundry, we're going to be helping them do that. We're going to be helping them clean their room be helping them with their exercise, encouraging them. But it's the institutional model will be gone. There won't be carts. There won't be noise. It'll be a nice, exciting but calm environment.
Evelyn, talk about the auxiliary over the years. How has the role of these people changed with respect to the care center?
Well, the role of the auxiliary has always been to just provide those services, those little extra things that are needed. From maybe one of the activities was to provide a room for the visiting physicians, and outfitting that with beds and lamps and something a little more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Or it might have been something as large as providing the canopy. There was a big need for people to be able to come and visit the care center without being rained on or snowed on. And so the canopy was one big project mm-hmm. that met the needs not only of the care center, but those people visiting the care center as well. And I think that's been kind of the focus wherever there's a need, something that isn't provided in other ways. The auxiliary has tried to step in and do that.
A lot of fundraising effort.
Well, I think we've been very very thankful in this community that we've had a number of people who have made some very substantial donations over the years, and that has sort of helped set up a fund that we can draw on. And there have also been a lot of fundraisers and ways to make money in the early days of the auxiliary. They would get together with a garden club, and the garden club would make wreaths, and then the auxiliary would sell them at their open houses, and people would come to the open house and have dessert, and mm-hmm. and it was a fundraiser, you know, in that way. And I guess now our big fundraiser is the during the art fair, which is going to be in July this year on that Saturday, and it's always at the Johnson Heritage Post. And members of the community are very generous in providing pies, so all the pies are home baked pies and coffee.
I managed to cover that on a regular basis from our
we usually bring you a piece of pie before we
I can highly recommend that activity.
But anyway, I think the community has been very generous in that. And if anybody wants to make a pie, we even had one of our male members, Chet, who made 4 pies last year. So that's always welcome. And people who want to help in any way, just give us a call. We're always welcome to have new people volunteering or new projects. And if
you're not very good at making pies like me, you know, you can always go down and buy a couple pieces. Cause
the pie place.
We need those of us to purchase the pies
pie
during the crisis.
Pie place makes great pies.
Well, Kimber, what's the future for the care center, and what do you see as a hospital and care center administrator? The direction. I mean, I know we're going in as Mark was talking about the and you too, the more neighborhood mm-hmm. friendly. Less institutionalized, but the whole idea of long-term care, we're living longer, so long-term care has a different meaning.
I think we have seen, and at least in the care center, we've seen people that have been residents for 15, 20, you know, 18 years, long-term residents. Really? And I think you're not going to see that anymore. That's going to be somewhat of a change because people have opportunities. We have the home health care. And I think all of us, if we can, want to stay in our homes for as long as we possibly can. And there becomes that period of time when they can't. So having an 18-year length of stay in a care center probably isn't going to happen. They're going to be shorter. We're going to see, and we're already seeing it, Mark's and the rest of our staff have been working with that, where we have people come in, but they're here for 6 months or they're here for a year. We're also seeing in the care center, which I think is fun, and I think it's important for people to realize care centers aren't a place where people just go to die.
You know, that used to be the case.
It used to be the case, but it's not. That we have many discharges to home. You know, that our nursing staff, our aid staff, our rehab staff work very hard with people to help them be able to transition back to their homes, and we've had several very, very, very positive discharges. And sometimes we've had people discharged home for quite a while and then come back and then back home again in that process. But I think that's where you're going to see change going on in care centers. I think also by us being able to have that household model in those smaller areas, that we can be more flexible then. If you have people that because we don't have assisted living here in Cook County, if they really want that more type of style, that one of those households could be that. Mm-hmm. Another household could be maybe a little bit more memory care issue. Now, most of our residents are always going to have memory care because as we get older and live longer, and some of the issues that come in is a lot of times dementia and some of the memory issues that ultimately will force people into some kind of an assisted housing situation or in a care center. But we have more flexibility and more options, and particularly with private rooms. Mm-hmm. You know, as we all get older, you know, we want that privacy.
I don't know if I want you as my roommate, Jay. You're a nice guy, but our generation does not want roommates, you know, and that's part of the private room. But yeah. I do think what Kimber's saying, there's three groups we have. We have the frail elderly. We have people that really cannot be in their homes anymore because of falls, because of chronic illness. And we have our people with memory loss. And really, I estimate 70 to 80% of the people that we have in the care center now have some sort of memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, that's not reversible. And so really people may come in and we help them transition to later stages of dementia, but they're not able to be in really any other setting because it's too dangerous to live in Cook County in a little house with no security from ending up in a snowbank. And mm-hmm. so those people are there. And then we have our short-term rehab, and we're dynamite for that. We have a great physical therapy department. Mm-hmm. We have rehab nursing assistants that are specifically trained to help people rehab, and we love to have people go home. That is that's a big part of my our
and day. And I would think that situation really dovetails into the more residential as opposed to institutional thing.
Mm-hmm, so
that
exactly.
That difference when if they do move back and forth a couple times, it's not such a huge change from what they're used to, particularly if they have possibly memory difficulties and that sort of thing. A couple things before we close off here. Mark, I want to ask you, you've been in the, for 27 years, and you've worked with elderly people. Why do you do that? What do you get out of it?
Well, I actually, part of my nursing background, I worked at Grand Portage for 13 years, and I loved it. I was working public health, helping the whole community, but I in particular fell in love with the elders at Grand Portage. I just loved working with that elderly population. A lot of them still spoke Ojibwe. And I just was so charmed by that. So when I went back and got my master's degree at Scholastica, I specialized in geriatrics. It's my favorite population. And I love the stories. I love the history. I love how appreciative that generation is of any kind of, you know, the assistance that you give them and how grateful they are. I think of when I'm training students, because I do train nursing mm-hmm. and nurses students, I think about, okay, I want my parents well taken care of, so I want a community that nurtures the elderly because my parents are getting up there. And also, I think about myself. I want a community that would nurture me if I had a traumatic brain injury or as I age. I want that there too. So there's a little bit of selfishness in this too, that I want those good things for my family and I want it for the whole community. And I think what we're transitioning to in the care center is going to be really remarkable for taking care of this community.
Evelyn, let me ask you a similar question. You've been a volunteer in this community for some time, and certainly with the auxiliary is quite a job. The people that I've talked to that work with or go up to as volunteers and spend time with the elderly, sometimes quite old people, as I've mentioned before, do have get a great deal out of that. What motivates you to do this as opposed to some other activity? What is it about the auxiliary?
Well, I just feel it's such a useful project or a useful way to be spending my time. And I enjoy being up at the hospital and the care center and visiting with people. And it's just always gratifying for us to provide some need that they have, and then we can communicate with them. What do they need, and how can we help you? And so it's just kind of a challenge and something that I feel is a great contribution. And there isn't anything, you know, better than helping in your community. And I think the care center and the hospital are right up there at the top of the list. So I have enjoyed it, and we'll, you know, continue to do what we can. And we're just really grateful for the community that has been so supportive with their volunteer work and just being there to make a donation or come and have a piece of pie. And
Kimber, as an administrator, you have to deal with people who everything from the frail and elderly to somebody in an emergency situation from an automobile accident. Do you consider that kind of the same hat, or do you have to put different hats on in order to deal with the overall administration of those somewhat disparate situations?
I actually think that's one of the great benefits of being in small communities and small organizations and rural. And maybe it's that's what I like and what I've always liked, is that you see and can help and participate in things that are very different. And you can walk down the hall at the care center and see people that you know very well. You can walk with them if it's in the evening to bed and I've given a resident a kiss goodnight because that's what they wanted. And so you have the opportunity to do that, and you get to know people. And I guess I wouldn't change that. I had the opportunity to work in larger facilities. I didn't get to know the people that we served. The way that you have the opportunity when you truly work in the smaller and rural communities. And I doubt some of my peers that are in the 300-bed nursing homes have ever walked down the hall and kiss a resident goodnight. Mm-hmm. Or perhaps helped a patient in the emergency room register. Or actually even done CPR. You know, you do a little bit of everything, and that's one of the benefits of the rural area. And I'd like to think that that's why so many of our staff are so good at what they do, is because they get to use their talents, all of their talents, from taking care of all of the things that, and all of the people that we do, that they don't become pigeonholed in one area. They truly get to use their skills and abilities, and I would put our staff up against anybody from the big place anytime.
What I'm hearing are three people who are dedicated to their jobs and have certainly made and will continue to make the Care Center a great place. After 50 years, 50 more.
Well, I think we want to be sure that we remind the public that we have some important events coming up to help celebrate this 50-year anniversary. And besides the open house on the March 8th, there will be in May a couple of activities. On May 10th, which is National Nursing Home Week, many activities are being planned, and one will include a band and a gala evening. And if you want to dress up and come and join the residents, that would be great. And then on the 20th of May, there will be a brunch to help recognize all the volunteers who have been participating over the years, just to honor them and to thank them for their contribution. And then on the 17th of June, the employee appreciation picnic will occur. The employees will be recognized at a picnic and honored and thanked for their support over the years. And then in August, right at Fisherman's Picnic, there will be the Fisherman's Picnic Parade, but residents of the Care Center will be in a special limousine or a special car, and they will be honored as being a part of the Care Center community.
And I should just throw out there, too, if you're interested in helping out at the Care Center with any activities, you want to call Kay Rosenthal. She's our excellent activities director. Right. Her name is Kay Rosenthal. 387-3264 is a great way to contact her and be able to help out.
She does a great job and provides all kinds of activities for the residents.
Well, thank you all very much for participating in this, and good luck at the opening and the grand reopening, I guess you want to call it, celebration, anniversary, and all the other activities as well. Thanks very much.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.